This is not good.
Oh.
Not good for health.
Yeah.
And this has to say something more than just where ladies like to live and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because although we are responsible for what we put in our bodies,
yes,
there are outside factors that can lead some folks to reach for a bottle more than others. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Women in New York,
yeah,
like to drink.
Damn, girls.
Like, alarmingly mm-hmm. So.
Empire State, baby.
A new study shows women in New York are at a higher risk of alcoholism than most other states in the U.S.
Wow.
And this report shows that 13% of all women in New York qualify as binge drinker.
Wow.
Binge drinker,
yeah.
So we're clear, is defined as four or more drinks in the time frame of a few hours. And this study went on to show more surprising things.
Yeah.
First off, female high school students are more likely to be binge drinkers than male high school students.
So even a young girl.
What the hell's that about, Kimmy?
I thought drinking was just down.
It was. Across the board for youngsters, drinking is down. But this study says, despite that, young girls are more likely to be binge drinkers than young men.
That is interesting because I thought maybe the result of the study or the reason why it could be in New York more so than other places was maybe because there's more like working women in New York. So that may lead to more stress, more anxiety, more people coping with alcohol than in other places in the country maybe.
But this is teen.
But no, the specific part was teen girls.
Yeah, but the
more than the boys.
Yes.
Because I could even think like young adult women, maybe like in college age women drinking more. But teen thing.
You're wrong there too.
Okay.
So here's where it gets even more surprising. Right. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. White women in New York were the most common binge drinkers at 18%. So almost 1 in 5 white women are binge drinkers by definition. And it's not, Kimmy, the college kids driving up the number.
Hmm.
The most likely female binge drinker in the state of New York is a white woman between the ages of 25 and 34.
Okay.
Young,
just coming into adulthood.
Yeah, you got it. It's young professional time. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, that goes back to your theory, Kimmy.
Stressing.
Working women.
Going out.
Stress, anxiety, all that stuff.
So maybe there's an increase in it.
Is it going out?
Well, you're going out with your friends. You have the time. You're probably not tied down at that. At 25. So you probably go out with your girlfriends and have drinks on a weekend and weeknights.
But I guess to that point, though, like, why more in New York than other places?
That's a good question.
Because there's some drinking states that we're crushing, I guess.
Well, I mean, now here's the thing. I don't have actually where.
Yeah,
New York showed up. It just said we were in.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought it was
the top 10.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's possible that, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, all those
Florida.
Places. Yeah. Is Florida a big drinking town?
Florida's a big everything town.
Okay. You do love to not to defend Florida, but you do love to put all of the bad things on Florida with no data.
Yeah, but you know I'm right. I never get any pushback.
I'm asking.
I could say any outrageous thing. Nobody will question it because it's Florida. Because think about that. Florida has that kind of weather where it's always drinking season.
Okay. But
like we drink more in the summertime usually, right? Because we're outside with festivals and going out.
Oh, no. I thought it was the opposite. I thought the cold weather being at home is what led to more drinking.
All right.
But I could be wrong. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why all of a sudden are women in New York hitting the bottle so hard? You said you have theories. You've been yelling about this for years.
Oh, I always thought over the years that they've just been drinking more.
But you know, you can't tell me why.
Because they're going out more, because they have more freedom than they did before.
Okay.
They're getting married later. Mm-hmm. They're having kids later.
Okay.
So why wouldn't that open up a freedom to go out and have fun? Like, you know, life's short, go out and enjoy yourself. So if you're not having kids until your late 30s, you've got all this time before where like women from my generation usually had we're kids and tied down by 25.
Kimmy, would you agree with that theory?
I missed half of it. I'm sorry.
His argument
is very strange phone call.
His argument is women are waiting longer to
get married, start
families, so that gives them more time to drink.
Yeah,
and have fun.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
They have girlfriends, they have crews they go out with.
Just more of a social life would lead to that.
Okay. It's funny because, like, as you say this, you know, you're stating facts, Tommy, but you have a hard time selling it like you're happy about it.
Oh, that's great.
They got crews, they go,
they're drinking like men.
What is drinking like men?
Hard drinking. Boozing.
Okay.
What?
What about it?
I'm just saying they're more apt now to pound booze, where women of my day, it was frowned upon.
All right.
A woman of my generation that drank hard was loose or was in trouble.
She was
a bad woman. She was a low woman.
Okay. Let's talk about that, though, because It's possible that these numbers have increased since like the 1950s, 60s,
70s. Oh, sure.
It's also possible that women of that time lied because your mother was a homemaker.
Right, but they hid it, yes.
That's what I mean.
And my
right?
mother drank
okay,
a
so
lot.
You tell stories about your mother getting drunk and having her, what, like, what did you call them, episodes? What
were drama. She would go lock herself in the bathroom. We used to call her, you know, drama time.
There you go. So
bathroom,
like,
drama.
It's possible these women just didn't feel comfortable answering honestly, where women today have no problem answering.
All right, so
honestly,
they're more open and free, so to my point.
No, but for you to say women that drank like that back in the day were loose women, although your mother was one, I agree with that. I would disagree with the idea that women weren't drinking. They were drinking heavier than we thought. Maybe not this heavy. I don't know. I don't know.
Was it on the radar?
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A new study shows that women in New York are more likely to be binge drinkers than women in other states. 13% of all women qualify as binge drinkers in New York. 1 in 5 white women were qualifying as binge drinkers, 18%. And the most likely female binge drinkers in New York were white women between the ages of 25 and 34. Elizabeth writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I fall right into that demographic. I know for a fact myself and my female coworkers drink a lot together. That's happy hour. And Kimmy was spot on about the stress from work, but also having the money to go out at this age versus my 20s. I love how, quote, I know for a fact that myself and female coworkers drink a lot together. Yeah, you're there drinking.
Yes.
I would hope you would know that.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, that would mean you're drinking way too much. What doesn't make sense here,
what's that?
Is it the way that the alcohol industry itself has started to change? And I think this is more of a question for Kimmy. There are so
the
many
way they market it.
Yes, there's so many alcohol options that are now aimed at women.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, like, even since like we were kids, that industry has exploded. And when it comes to the types of drinks, how they're marketed. The whole skinny girl margarita era, like, that was all just for women.
I mean, the liquor store is just endless wine, period, right?
Yep.
A Saturday event is to go on the wine tour, and then you bring up what you just brought up.
Yeah.
The White Claw, canned cocktails, fruity beer explosion the last couple of years. Like, that, I know there are guys that are into those things, mm-hmm. but Kimmy, I would imagine.
Do you think, like, initially it was probably more to cater towards how women drink?
Is that weird to think?
I guess not. No, I mean, it makes sense.
252 WCMF. What?
They saw a market out there that wasn't being catered to, so they jumped on it.
Larry, I want you to honestly think
about
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. What role do men play in this?
Like, bear what responsibility
for
the rise of the lady drinker?
Yes. Now, it's possible that your theory that men play no role, that these are just women that are doing what guys were doing because they have the ability to do it, that's possible,
mm-hmm.
right? Is it also possible that we're annoying the women we're with in a drink?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're gross.
And, like, women are way more social at every age
mm-hmm.
than men
They have
are.
A bigger mm-hmm. pool of friends.
Yeah.
They have a support system.
Okay.
And that, like, men that just don't have.
And, like, guys, traditionally, drinking has always been a social thing for us.
Yeah.
It's one of the few social things. Is it now women spending more time with their partners, their husband, their boyfriends, drinking with them?
Yeah, it could be, right? You both have a cocktail at night or a couple drinks.
Because, like, your dad was not going to take your mother out to the bar.
Oh, no, I mean, no.
Because then she'd start knobbing everybody, and they'd have to go home. Hey, stop knobbing that guy over there. Stop it.
That's more of a couple's activity.
Yeah, no, he wasn't going to knob that guy. It was strictly an Edie thing.
What was your question?
WCMF, I forget. I just got your mother knobbing every guy at a bar with you.
Yeah,
dad.
I get it.
Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I think I'm going to go the opposite way of what you guys were saying. We've been hearing for a few years now that loneliness is a severe epidemic in this country. And I'm thinking that when women are home, regardless if they're home from work or they're home as taking care of children or whatever, I think they're lonely and have more time. And I don't think they're trying to keep up with the guys at all.
Okay.
I think it's just they're home, they're alone, they might have some money. And to cure the loneliness, they're trying to, you know, take themselves out of it for a while.
Okay. All right. I, you know,
but I think the age group kind of fights that theory a little bit. 25 to 35. Like 25, I would think like you still are surrounded by a lot of friends and have a
activity.
Little bit more of a social life activity. You're probably too busy to be lonely.
I mean, in the defense of Jeremy's theory,
I mean,
though,
we haven't been
25 in a long time.
I mean, I guess I could see that a little later on in life, but I don't know if that sets in it in your 20s.
I'm not sure either, but, you know, some people estimate like 77% of Americans are complain of loneliness.
Yeah.
So it has to span all age groups at that time.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And all quick side by Jeremy. Mm-hmm. If 70% of Americans say they're lonely, there should be like a phone tree set up.
Yeah, yeah. Just
sign up for a friend.
Line.
Yeah, call
you have
up.
A common interest. You're lonely.
I mean, I'm lonely. I call this show. I don't know how it's helping me.
The
but,
lonely
you know,
line.
Whatever.
Makes me lonely.
Jeremy.
Sure does, Dix. See ya.
Have a good day. There goes Jeremy. By the way, I want to be clear.
Yeah.
Because the way this discussion is going, it sounds like women are drinking men under the table in New York.
Yeah.
That's not the case. Because we told you 13% of all women in New York State qualify as binge drinkers.
Yeah.
For men, it's about 20%.
Okay.
One in five of all men of all ages.
Still going strong.
Over 18, yes, are binge drinkers in New York State.
So when they say that, they mean they have, binge drinking is?
Four or more drinks in a matter of a few hours.
But is that daily or?
No,
is
that's
that
just, that is a binge
when
drinking.
You drink, yeah. That's how you drink.
You got it.
Okay.
One in five men qualify as binge drinkers in the state of New York. So we're still almost double the rate of women. Like, we sit here, we talk about, like, oh, what's going on with women? And this is bad. And we're two times as bad
yeah,
as them.
But we've always been bad.
But see, that's the other weird thing about this, right? Is I bring that up to you and you go, no big deal. We talk about this for, you know, 15 minutes. You go, oh, you're wagging your finger and coming up with reasons. Why?
Why am I?
Why are you
judgmental on women?
A judgmental and alarm on women.
Because you should know better.
Okay. Wait, we shouldn't?
Well, yeah, but we're idiots.
Okay.
Shut up. You've seen the damage that men do with alcohol. Why would you want to join that party?
You've seen the damage men do with alcohol. Why do you keep drinking?
I mean, think of all the women.
You can't absolve yourself of this stuff and just wait.
I'm lonely.
Wow. Is your wife listening, you dumbass?
No, only when I come in here I'm lonely.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
Everybody's mean to me.
Think of all the women you alone have driven to drinking problems. Like, you are,
one chick went back to crack.
Bumping up those numbers.
I don't think she counts. She went back to the street. I don't know. But that's not my fault.
No, it is,
no,
actually.
It is.
No, you're in charge of your own happiness.
I'm not talking about making women drink. I mean the whole guys are big. I mean, look, yes, there are outside factors, you know, people that you're with, where you live, genetic stuff. That decrease your chance to drink, right? But you can't sit here and go, be better than us. We've seen men destroy themselves with alcohol. Well, you're going to go home tonight and have three scotches before you go to bed. That are actually six because you double pour. But I'm not judging.
That's how they pour at my house. You know, for me. But I will say this. So, like, I don't think women guilt or shame other girls into drinking. I may be wrong, but, like, guys will shame a guy into having a drink.
Okay.
Or, like, what are you drinking, man? You little girl. You drink. Come on, man. You have another one. Where are you going? Like, we push it on each other, too.
Yeah, I guess I've never thought twice about what my friends are drinking.
But guys will do that.
So you never tried to, like, guilt a friend, peer
pressure?
Where
are you going, man?
No.
Could be a girl. Well, you are a girl, but drink anyway. Yeah, I think guys push it on each other, too.
Okay.
It's part of, like, be a man.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a guy unless you drink, right? You're not a regular guy unless you have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But I would make the argument where
you don't trust a guy that doesn't drink. If you meet a guy that doesn't drink, you automatically.
That is not true. You don't look at me and tell me what you feel and say that's how I feel.
If I say that guy don't drink.
Why would I not trust that guy?
You don't trust that guy.
No, you don't trust that guy.
He don't drink, he don't cuss.
Don't drink, don't smoke.
No cussing.
What do you do? No, I love how you go, this is how I feel. You feel that way too.
Yeah, I know you do.
No, I don't feel that way. I understand why some folks don't want to drink.
But at a point in your life, though, you may have felt that way.
Yeah, because I was young and dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sticking to it. The dumb part.
Young, dumb, and old.
I like that.
You can't really make a good argument for this being against the law anymore.
All right.
And really, the logic behind it in the first place might have been stupid. A place east of us. West of us, is trying to make a change that should have all of us stand back and realize there is no reason to tell folks they can't drink here, but it's okay for them to drink 5 feet over there.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The city of Batavia wants you to drink.
Okay.
Well, they want you to be able to drink when you're down there having fun.
Like downtown.
They are toying with the idea of getting rid of the open container law in parts of downtown. And for those who may live under a rock, open container is you can't just walk on the street with an open can of alcohol, bottle of alcohol. Folks that are for it Say it increases the fun atmosphere downtown by bars, restaurants, place they can have festivals. Bars want it bad. And it allows people, it will allow people to go, Tommy, from bar to bar with a drink. It will allow people to take drinks outside, which is always a big issue for bars.
Yeah.
There are also folks that came out again it in a meeting last week. They ask you to please think of the children.
Oh, walk around drinking a beer in front of a kid.
Yeah, they say it's a bad example.
Yeah.
They also worry about drunks stumbling around on the street being able to drink.
You'd have that.
But the bottom line is
stumbling into their cars with a can of alcohol.
Okay, but, I mean, driving and drinking is still against the law.
I understand.
And I can put my drink down in the bar and stumble out of the bar with no drink and get him out behind the wheel.
But now I can take that drink with me or ask for another one.
But you still would be breaking the law.
You are.
Okay. Why do I get the sense that you are against?
Oh, I am against it.
Abolish open container.
Yeah.
Why?
It's not a good idea.
Why?
We already got an alcohol problem, man. Putting this out in the public and people walking around drinking, it's dangerous as crap.
Oh, you say this on the eve of Canal Day starting this weekend, where everyone will be walking around drinking.
Yeah.
Or at the Spencer Broad Fireman's Carnival, where you can walk around the beer tent drinking.
But at least they tent you up.
What is that? What is the difference?
I see people walking out. I just see people.
Yeah.
Partying too much now,
okay.
Walking around with it, leaving the bar with it, it's dangerous.
I mean,
you're gonna turn into Louisiana.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What happened to my co-host of the last 15 years? Who are you?
I don't want to do it anymore, so you can't do it.
Nailed it!
What? Well, I open drink in my house.
Okay.
I walk around the yard, go down to the mailbox. This is a lot of, my wife won't let me go any farther than that.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are you okay with Batavia getting rid of open container laws in certain places?
I mean, sure. I think that everybody has their own interpretation of this law anyways. I don't know if you've ever been at an event like this with somebody who's like, well, you know, you can still walk on the sidewalk with an open container if it's in a fill-in-the-blank thing. Like, everybody.
It's actually true, by the way.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody kind of has their own version of it, and I think people do it anyways.
So let's break this down.
They just maybe, cover it up better.
The bottom line is this.
Yeah.
Not only should Batavia get rid of all open container law, the state of New York should do away with them everywhere in New York. They are completely pointless. And I will give you multiple reasons why.
Okay.
What? Marijuana is legal.
Yes.
Okay. I'm legally allowed to go outside and smoke a joint, and that joint is going to intoxicate me.
They can't.
What is the difference between smoking a joint and drinking a beer?
Alcohol is a different type of high. Oh. Can we agree?
Well, depending on the person who's using it.
Most people, it causes a lot of violent problems.
Well, no, not most people. It's not most. You're making a lot of sweeping statements with no data to back it up there, brother.
I would say
brother.
I will say alcohol has killed more people than all the other drugs combined.
Okay, I think that's a fair statement.
Combined.
But I don't know if that would increase. How would it increase if I'm able to drink on the street?
You're going to have people walking in the streets, falling down, sitting in the parks, bums drinking in the street. Bums drinking in the park now.
Okay.
Again.
How do you police
all? People aren't doing that?
We'll get to that.
No, you cannot. A bum cannot sit in a park and guzzle booze. The cop can throw him in jail.
Yeah, which they don't do. They're going to write him a ticket. And I've seen a lot of homeless people that are really worried about getting tickets.
No, but at least but now that you can't do anything to them.
You can't do anything to them now.
You got to be walking down Batavia. You're going to be stepping in whiz. And spent condoms.
That's also legal.
Drug paraphernalia, prostitution.
Wait, no, the drug paraphernalia would come
from the
mob's going
to move in.
What?
You can't be publicly intoxicated.
Well, actually, no, we found out that was a lie also. Remember that cop called us up and he said there wasn't actually a public intoxication law? All right, on top of the marijuana, fine, we'll put the marijuana. I disagree with you, but let's put that one aside. As Kimmy just brought up, the open container law has always been easy to skirt because there's this genius way.
Switch it.
Yes. Put it in a red Solo cup.
Which a lot of people
or
do.
Or the brown paper bag.
There you go. That's all you have to do. Both of those things are legal. If I'm at a Bills game or the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown in Rochester or wherever, I can't drink a can of beer on the street. But if I pour the same contents of that into a red cup.
Well, you're concealing it.
I can legally drink it.
You can't legally drink it. It's just concealed.
Okay, I am not going to get arrested.
Right, but you're still, if a cop walked by and said that was beer and smelled beer.
Nope.
You're in trouble.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think that's the case.
Yes. He's not dumb.
I don't. Are you sure?
You're Irish. You should know.
Ah, so you're not sure? Because I know that I have done that a billion times.
Yeah,
and I have never once been.
You're the only person I know who's told me that. I mean, I guess I don't know anybody that's gotten in trouble for it, but I thought you could still get in trouble for it.
You could. You're just concealing it.
Have you ever heard of anyone? And if I'm
wrong, paper bag, and I got a bottle of whiskey in there.
252 WCMF, people that have gotten in trouble for drinking.
I know people that have, I mean, I guess I don't know if it was necessarily the cup they had it in, but people that, I know a couple of people that went to Brockport for college.
Okay.
They got in trouble for open container, and they didn't have it in a can. It was in some, it was probably in a cup.
In
I
the
would
solo
guess.
Cup? Okay. All right. And I guess the difference, finally, the difference going back to what I had mentioned before.
Yeah.
What is the difference between me walking down the road drunk and me walking down the road with a can of beer? Because if I live within walking distance of a bar, I'm going to be intoxicated walking home.
Yes.
That is not illegal. I can be drunk all I want on the street as long as I'm not causing problems. How does that make sense?
I think it's, people are going to take that law too far.
Okay.
They're going to drink more.
Mm.
Yeah.
How can we drink more? How?
Because you could walk out with it. I could get another one and take it home with me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? One for the road. You know, I can literally take it on the road.
Which I could already do with a cup.
Again, yeah.
No, you cannot walk out of a bar with a drink. Okay. Now you can.
Okay.
You can't order a drink at a bar and go, "Can you? I'm going to take this to go." They'll say no.
No, that would be selling you to-go alcohol.
Which
though.
Is legal in New York.
I don't think I can order a cocktail in a cup and walk out with it.
They will sell you. I know sometimes it's sealed. It's got the top on it. They will sell you to-go cocktails. That is now legal.
I know that was a COVID thing. Is that a state
thing? No, they changed. Yes, it is now legal statewide. I'm sorry. What
Depending
were you saying, Mr. Depp?
That's bad.
Look at him talking all serious.
That's bad.
You know what you can't do? Yes. You know what you can't do? You can't. No, when we talked about this, you thought it was a great idea.
Well, because it was COVID and everybody was
struggling. No, it was after COVID.
Well, we were just coming off of COVID.
Oh, my God.
Well, COVID had gave me brain fog.
252 WCMF. It was way before COVID, bro. The city of Batavia is toying with the idea of removing open container laws in certain parts of their downtown. Folks are arguing this would be better for businesses. It helps with festivals and things like that. There are folks that are against it, including, shockingly, Drunk of the Year Tommy Mulay.
I say, Batavia, you all got to have one big hillbilly hangover with this.
Okay. It feels like this law is one that's left over from the "we have to hide things that we do behind
yes.
closed doors" era of America.
A little shame goes a long way.
But here's the thing.
What?
If we're being real, the people that folks are really concerned about drinking in public, like we said, the homeless people and the teens,
yeah.
they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, but now you're setting a bad example for the kids. Dad's walking around with a can of beer.
Like,
mom's
again,
got a...
You think that this is all of a sudden going to spark that person to drink more?
I think it's going to make kids think it's cool and it's all right.
People are drinking more.
But they saw them like before they left wherever they were drinking.
But now you're parading it around.
People are drinking more than they ever have in American history.
Yes.
And kids are drinking less than they ever had in American history.
Yeah, we just found out in New York State, the young girls are boozing it up.
No.
Just like their moms.
You heard it wrong. And again, listen to me.
Just like your mama.
In the break we did before, we found out that women, girls in high school are more likely to binge drink than boys are.
Winos make winos.
Across the board, teen drinking is way down.
Right. All right, okay.
You said, like, nothing we say is...
No, but I mean, let's see the experiment play out, then.
I kind of want
Batavia
to.
Would be a laboratory for alcoholism. Gambling. Like,
what?
Where's prostitution?
The gambling come from? You go to Batavia Downs. By the way, you can drink inside Batavia Downs
anyway. Yes, you can. All you want. Enjoy yourself.
What is the difference you want to do?
Good luck at the tables.
I mean, the funniest thing about this, there's no tables. It's a racino.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's sluts. I mean, I'm standing here at the table. Nothing's happened. Just keep feeding me cheeseburgers. Thurman Thomas's restaurant. The funniest thing about this is your, like, stuffed shirt, conservative, like, down country ideas.
I drink and I have a problem with it, so I feel bad for people that I don't want to introduce people to my problems. Like, I don't want to see a kid start drinking and end up like me.
Which is interesting. And, you know, it's very, very noble of you to say, Tommy Mulay, as he looks off at this distance like he said
my
something
hangover
profound.
Face.
That's not what you said when we talked about legalized gambling, because the argument was there are people with gambling problems that will develop gambling problems. And your quote, if I am not mistaken, was,
right.
Why should your potential problems keep me from doing something that I want to do? You have argued on this show that heroin should be legal. Have you not?
Yes, at home.
You want to legalize heroin?
Yes.
But you do not want open container laws taken away.
I want to legalize what you're allowed to do whatever you want in your body, but you got to put some guardrails up.
Okay.
And you have to take personal responsibility for what you put in your body.
Kimmy, what he's saying is let's put guardrails on heroin and prostitution.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone breaks this law all summer long anyway.
Mm-hmm.
How many people take a walk in their neighborhood with a drink in their hand?
I haven't done that in years, but it was fun.
Okay. A neighborhood
The stroll?
Yeah. That's a violation of the open container law.
Yes, it is.
When you have a neighborhood party and folks are moving between homes, that's a violation of the open container law. And that's the problem here. You can't enforce this law everywhere the same way.
Yes, that's true.
People who live in more populated urban areas are more likely to get in trouble. It's unfair. Is it not?
It is, but you got to keep a little cap on the situation, man. You got to keep a lid on the pot, bro.
252 WCMF. We've been rambling.
Go on.
Let's talk to John. Hey, Johnny, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. What if the law will decrease drinking in some instances?
What if that? How would that happen?
How's that going to happen, Johnny?
How would that happen?
Okay, you're out with a group of friends.
Yeah.
They say, this bar is lame. Let's move on. Hey, dude, just crush your drink and we'll move on to the next one. So somebody slams their drink and then they move on to the next bar. But now you could just grab your cup and be like, all right, let's move on. I'll just bring my drink with me.
Okay, well, you're talking about half slam beers is what we're talking about.
So?
Okay, I guess that
up when you go lame from lame to lame when you're down in a bar that's got like 20 right in a row.
All right, John, I mean, it's not the most rock solid theory, but there are no bad ideas in the break room.
Well, it's in favor of it, so let's go with it.
Well, no, I don't want to just have someone agree with me and be like, yeah, that's a good point, John. Thanks, John. Have a good rest of the day.
Less chugging if you're, but you'd have to be on like a beer tour, or like a bar crawl or something, right? If you're moving from place to place.
Well, no, there are nights.
Chug, we got to go. On to the next one.
There are nights you go out where you hit multiple bars.
But yeah, you're like East End with a bunch of buddies walking around. Yeah.
Yeah. Troy is on your side. He writes us, Duffy, on WCMF on Instagram. This is a horrible idea and would drive business down. Think about how many times you make a drunk Amazon purchase. Getting rid of open containers would make people spend less. Again, I don't understand how that works.
I don't know either.
Okay, great. Let's keep moving then. Think of the places that could benefit from this change if you made it statewide. Fairport.
Well, yeah, the places that have a string of bars like Buffalo, downtown. Yeah.
Oh, you're overthinking it.
I always do.
Any canal town. Fairport, Brockport, Pittsford, Spencerport.
Well, yeah. I mean, the open fun areas.
Yes, right? Like, if you let bars and restaurants make drinks for you that you could enjoy walking down the canal, that would crush in the summertime.
Yeah.
It's good for small business. It's good for bringing folks into your town for local tourism. My wife and I would be more likely to go hang out, walk the canal in Pittsford if I could do it with a beer in my hand.
It's going
to
be great for drunk girls in the middle of the street screaming at their boyfriends, calling them a piece of crap.
Again.
With a drink in her hand.
I love how you think that's not happening.
Bastard.
That's literally happened to you.
I knew you were looking at her. Can't wait for all that.
We'll take one more call.
Public peeing.
We had a story this morning about public peeing.
Oh, you're going to get a lot more of that. There'll be dongs and giners all over.
Ash has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ash, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
So, like, what if it was decriminalized, like how marijuana was before it became completely legal? Like, say, you know, between the hours of, we'll say, like, 7 to 10, you can, you know, if you want to walk to the next bar, it can only be, you know, like beer or White Claw or, you know, something like that. You just can't go with liquor.
I mean, I get the idea behind it, but then you make it much harder to enforce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now am I within the hours? Like, think about how pissed off people get, Ash, just at getting
like
a parking ticket. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly, right? Because you're on the wrong side of the street 5 minutes later. I like, okay.
No, you end up getting some sort of ticket, such as, like disturbing the peace or something like that, where you still have to go to court and answer the charges. But it's not going to be as heavy as what it would be normally, I guess.
Okay, all right, I guess. All right, you write that down, send it to Batavia and see what they say, Ash.
Well, I'll think about it. I live out in Fillmore, so that doesn't really matter to me. People walk all over the place drunk anyways now, so.
Nobody wants to work.
The cops don't do anything about it out here.
Ash, thanks for the call, buddy. That's what you sound like, by the way.
What?
You sound, you know, walk around and drag out a tank. I'll say anything about it. You sound like that right now. We'll wrap it up with this.
You know,
my argument was it's impossible to enforce the same way everywhere.
Yeah.
Mark writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Be careful using the it's hard to enforce or everybody does it as a reason not to have the law. Off the top of my head, speeding falls into those categories.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. All I'm saying is party never stops.
Yeah, enjoy Batavia.
Yeah, I think people will enjoy Batavia.
It's going to be wide open now.
I don't get it.
What's the matter?
I don't understand why anyone, let alone this franchise that has a lot of respect, they've been around for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
would tie their wagon to this.
Because there's nothing else out there?
Well, no, but there was. There was a point where there were other things out there. In fact, they were in a position, Kimmy, last month, where they could have had the future of their franchise.
Yeah, I would think they would have tried to figure something else out by now.
And the way this worked out, even yesterday, Kimmy, it puts them in the same effing spot less than 12 months from now.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It was announced yesterday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers has told the Pittsburgh Steelers he will be signing a contract with the team before next week's mini camp starts.
Bam.
Now, for those who have been living under a rock, Rodgers has been doing this will he, won't he dance for attention ever since the Jets released him months ago, back in March. The Steelers, as Kimmy brought up, passed on every other opportunity to find a starting QB. They didn't sign a big-name free agent. They did not attempt to trade. Kirk Cousins was the word in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They waited until the fifth round to draft a quarterback, so that kid's not going to start.
So they want him.
Yeah.
This has been their idea the whole time.
They backed
it out, yeah.
But they backed themselves into a corner.
But what are they seeing that nobody else sees?
Somebody, 252 WCMF, anybody.
Because why would you take him? The only reason you would take him is if you think you're going to the Super Bowl.
Which is weird, because it's not like the Steelers were a quarterback away last season.
Okay. No.
They weren't. Because if they were, and even if they were a quarterback away, Aaron Rodgers is not that quarterback. He showed that with the Jets the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He's
not even going to show up. You know what I mean? Like, that's like priority number one, right? Like, be there in person.
When's the last time he's completed a full season of football?
Last year. He played the whole year last year.
He didn't get hurt at all?
Well, but I think, his criticism was he wasn't really doing much. He wasn't participating in the offseason a whole lot.
There was also rumors that he was hurt and refused to get treatment because they would have seen how hurt he was and he wanted his contract.
Yeah.
But no, he played every snap, I believe, last season.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, too. The Steelers are signing him to a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's temporary.
So they know he's out of gas.
Well, but if you know he's out of gas, why would you sign him? And you're in the same spot again next year.
That's a good point.
You got nobody. What? Somebody explain to me.
What happened to the Rooneys?
Thank you. Owners of the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Yeah, I mean, they were like the greatest family in football, right?
Like, the Jets are a joke of a franchise. What they tried to do with Aaron Rodgers, it makes sense. They're just swinging. They tried it with Brett Favre before.
They swung, and I think the Jets went into the Aaron Rodgers thing knowing he was like a little bit weird and crazy, right? But I don't think that they really knew the extent until he got there, you know?
But the Jets
how much of a locker room cancer he turned out to be.
But the Jets don't have a proud history.
Yeah.
The Steelers do.
Yep. Yeah.
That's also true.
They've existed for over 80 years.
One family.
They are the one of the quintessential NFL franchises, right? Yeah. Giants.
Probably just in sport.
Yes, I agree with you. So for them. And
to go off the rails.
And then head coach Mike Tomlin, who I always thought
was been around forever.
Good
he
coach.
Put up with that crap.
Yes, and they traded away wide receiver George Pickens because that dude's a psychopath, and you then bring in the same psychopath. Somebody make it make sense.
So they got like a new crazy GM?
No.
Would have to be, wouldn't it?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, you think you would just take a chance on somebody else? Like, you know, there had to have been somebody else out there that could fill that position for a season.
But to Pat's point, this picture is going to leave you in worse shape than you are now.
Unless you win the Super Bowl, you look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You're not building for the future.
Who else is there? I forgot. Like, what's their other option?
You got Mason Rudolph.
Oh, that's who I'm
And then was it Will, the kid from Ohio State, they drafted in the fifth round. And there may be another quarterback in there, but it's going to be Rodgers. He's going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And, like, he waited this long, too, so he wouldn't have to go to voluntary minicamp, which
he
is another red flag.
He skipped out on stuff before he even got there.
And he's 40.
Yeah. This will be his 21st NFL season. 21st year. Brand new team.
He's going to get hurt. He's going to get crushed by somebody.
Well, we thought that last year.
I don't know. He took some – I will say he took some nasty hits last year and kept playing. Like, I thought at some point last year he was going to give up, but
your body
still kept going.
You can only do that to your body so long, man. Yeah, you just crack.
I don't know. I don't know what he's taking. Maybe he just doesn't feel it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's numbed up.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. The Pittsburgh Steelers, according to reports, were told by Aaron Rodgers he will be signing a one-year contract with them. Before minicamp starts next week, they painted themselves into a corner, but it seems like you said they wanted him the whole time.
Yeah.
Didn't try to trade for a quarterback, didn't try to sign a big-name free agent. They waited till the fifth round to draft a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has been their guy, and we can't for the life of us figure out why. I also feel bad for Steelers fans, because like those fans, I've always respected Steelers fans.
Okay.
They're a very proud franchise. In fact, we have a Steelers fan with us now. Gary's on CMF. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm not good this morning, man. What the hell?
Explain it to us, Gary.
I can't. I was holding out for Kirk Cousins. I was thinking, like, he's sitting on the bench in the Falcons. He's got a little life left in him. I was holding out for Kirk Cousins. You went with the old guy over here.
And it's funny because, like, Kirk Cousins isn't even, like, young, but he's a full, like, 6 years younger than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you went with the old stripper.
The old stripper.
Kind of went with the old stripper. That's a good analogy. All right, Gary, let me ask you this. Because, you know, as bad as it was to be a Bills fan during the drought, we found a way, Kimmy, to...
There's always like a spark of hope in the beginning of the season.
Yes, there was never a quarterback that we had that was unlikable. Like, you manipulated your brain to, like, J.P. Lossman can do X, Y, Z. Trent Edwards can do X, Y, Z.
Yeah, like, not, like, off the field unlikable.
I mean, but either way, just attitude. Gary, how do you now, as a fan, do the backflips that we require to cheer for this offense every Sunday?
All right. At least you have something to work with, you're going to move forward with, because Rudolph was not going to be the answer.
He's the quarterback.
You're going into, you know, workouts with no quarterback. At least you kind of got an answer to the to the problem.
That's the whole logic. You got a body.
Practice.
That's what you're going with.
We're building a practice.
You got somebody to, you know, to bring the ball, I guess.
Right, well, so he's a body.
He's a body, yeah.
But it's going to cost you.
I would have rather kept Russell Wilson, or definitely Fields.
I mean, look, everything he's saying makes sense. All right, well, Gary, listen, up until the Bills play the Steelers this year, I feel really bad for you. And then I hope, you know, everything bad happens to you and only you. But good luck this season, man. I hope it works out for you.
All right.
Also.
Yeah.
Sounds defeated.
I would be.
Yeah. Why would you even watch?
Could you imagine if the Bills signed Aaron Rodgers yesterday?
No, I can't.
Yeah,
I mean you'd have to hope for the best. You'd have to be like, okay, this is our guy. Let's do the thing.
So the Bills will see Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, at some point this season. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but the most interesting schedule nugget.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers open up against the New York Jets.
No,
oh, look at that.
Yeah, the NFL manipulated that schedule, thinking this was going to happen the whole.
Yeah, time. Watch that one.
But it's funny, I'd rather see him go play Green Bay. I don't know if the Steelers play Green Bay. Like, that is a more, it's like, how Green
Has
Bay
he
would.
Has played Green Bay?
I don't think so. I don't think the Jets
did. I don't think.
Well, that's where he
like
became
that would
a
been
legend.
A big deal.
And I would be interested to see how the Packers fans react to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because they still got to love, you know, the Super Bowl run.
I mean, he did bring you a Super Bowl, so. I mean, he went out not in a great way, but.
But it's like, going back, just to wrap this up, going back to the, like, heritage franchise thing.
Yeah.
The Packers are one of those franchises.
Yeah.
Right? They, with a guy that was winning MVPs, saw what was happening and let him walk.
Yeah.
They drafted a quarterback 2 years before they let him walk. Like, they were looking for a way to pull the shoot and get him the hell out of
there. Yeah, get away from him.
You saw everything in the spotlight in New York, and the Steelers still didn't. So good luck, Steelers fans.
All right.
Hope it all works out for you.